Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And we quit yesterday talking about this beast system and the Antichrist and the false prophet. I'm going to take up today with chapter 13. Verse 16, meaning the false prophet, caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666, which is 666. And we talked yesterday about that being the number of man is six, and that it is a number of incompletion. Seven, of course, is the wonderful number of completion, divine completion. But I want to talk a little bit about this mark of the beast. There will be, especially in that prophetic part of the prophetic world involving Europe and the old European empire, one of the nails in a sure place for me is iron. The Roman Empire had two iron legs in Nebuchadnezzar's vision, and then iron teeth in the beast of Daniel, and then the beast of the book of Revelation. In the city Brussels, that is the seat of the parliament of the European Union, there is this great structure called the atomium. It is a molecule, a molecular structure thing with balls, and you can go online, A-U-T-O-N-I-U-M, atonium. And it was left there during an early World's Fair. And it is a giant iron molecule. It is the site, one of the sites of the city. And it's so interesting to me that it is connected at that place, which is the seat, you might say, of the old Roman Empire revived. Now, this system is going to require, and the false prophet is going to require, to buy and sell. And famine has wiped out the crops, and there's not much to be bought. And to stay alive in that part of the world, you're going to need a mark, the mark of the beast. But it'd be better to get your head cut off than to take that mark of the beast, because it is written in the book of Revelation that the third angel in chapter 14, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever. And they have no rest day nor night who worship the beast and his mark, and whosoever receives the mark of his name." So, it's absolutely imperative that a person not receive that mark of the beast. They'll be so tempted because they'll be hungry, but it would be better to have their heads chopped off. Now, the mark of the beast. I personally think that we're being set up for it right now. Kind of to numb people down to what it would mean, because God said in Leviticus, he said in Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 28, "You shall not make any cuttings," that word is piercings, "in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am Jehovah." The Amplified Translation says, "You shall not tattoo your flesh." Well, are all the tattoos that we're seeing around on people right now the mark of the beast? No, they're not. But I believe that they are absolutely numbing us to what God said. If God didn't like something 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, he still doesn't like it. Now, the people holler, "The law, that's under the law." Well, we're under grace. We've got our salvation by grace, but I am the temple of the Holy Ghost, and my skin is the skin of the temple. So I'm not going to make graffiti on my skin. And he still said, and it still stands, don't do it. Don't mark your flesh. I think that right now, one of the things that's happening is to numb people down so that it won't seem so bad to put something in your flesh, to put something in your forearm, to put something in your forehead. But it is a very dangerous thing. Well, what about people who have tattoos? Well, praise the Lord. I'm not going to do it myself. And of course, I think that after you find out about what God said about it, you probably should not do it. But of course, it will have nothing to do with your salvation, the condition of your heart, spirit, soul, and body. You are born again in your spirit. And so you're born again. You'll go to heaven. Your flesh, if you go by the way of the grave, will go into the ground. However, I think it's numbing people down, and it won't seem so bad to them to take a mark if, after all, you cannot eat without it. And so in the 14th chapter, the first thing we see at the beginning of the 14th chapter is the 144,000 are raptured, and we see then angels flying through the air preaching the good news. And they'll preach, verse 6, I saw another angel in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, here's their message, fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment is come. Worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. That's the gospel. He created it. Worship him. Give him glory. Judgment is coming. And then, of course, we know from Matthew 24:14, they will be preaching the gospel of the kingdom. They will be saying, these angels going through the air, he's the one who created it. He's judgment is coming, but he will establish a kingdom here on the earth. And so we know that in Matthew 24, it says, if you endure to the end, you will be saved. Then there'll be another angel, chapter 14 and verse 8. There followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. This is not a certain city like Baghdad, Babylon. It's not a certain city like New York City. This is Babylon, the system. The Babylonian system, which began with the building of a city by a man named Nimrod. And he built great cities, and he was the one who encouraged them in Genesis 11 to build the tower and to rebel against God, meet their own needs. God had told them to scatter through all the earth. And they said, lest we be scattered, let's do this. So they were in open rebellion against God. This system is falling. This Babylonian system is crumbling. And then, of course, we just read what the third angel says, that if any man worships the beast in his image and receives the mark, that there is no salvation for him. Verse 12, here is the patience of saints, they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. There will be those who die at this time. Some of them will be making up the number of the tribulation martyrs. Remember, we saw in an earlier part of the book of Revelation that the martyrs were crying out for vengeance, and the Lord told them, the Father God told them, wait until your number is complete. So this is a part of them whose number will be complete. Verse 15, and another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Folks, you have to know that in harvest, all harvest require separation. You separate the wheat from the chaff. You keep the good wheat and gather it into barns, but the chaff is burned. You separate, we're going to see later, we're going to talk about it next week, the sheep from the goats. So the harvest has come, and he judges the harvest. All harvests are judged. Verse 16, and he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Then another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven. He had a sharp sickle. And another angel came from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. There are different harvests. There are the harvests of the wheat. There's the harvest, and of course, all the Jewish moeds, the holy days, some say feasts. Each of the three main feasts where the Jews had to come to Jerusalem had to do with harvest. And at the time of Passover, it's the barley harvest. And at the time of Pentecost, it's the wheat harvest. And over in the fall, and these are the unfulfilled feasts, this is the harvest of the grapes, the wine, and of the olives, the oil. So we see here in they're to the last here, the harvest of the last times. Thrust in your sharp sickle, gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. That is 1,600 furlongs. And so some of these things that are coming are things that absolutely are, we don't want to be here. And if you are born again, you're a child of God, you will not be here. Chapter 15, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. There will be the total satisfaction of judgment. 2, and I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God. There are those that don't succumb to this. They have the victory. Verse 3, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify your name? For thou art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. All nations shall come, folks, and worship before God. Read Psalm 46, 47, 48. There will be on the earth nations that will be worshiping before God after they have been judged, the sheep nations. And all of the kingdoms of this earth will be the kingdoms of our God. Verse 7, and one of the four living creatures gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter in the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. It shall all be fulfilled. All the vials, all the trumpets, all everything, all the sevens shall be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is Billy Brim saying to you, Shalom until tomorrow when we'll take up again.